B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
A place where villains are welcome, implying Miami, I guess?
Hell.
Joel Embiid then says, damn right, my brother.
That's true.
That is true.
Statement there, Jamie.
That was dark. Damn right, brother, has Joel Embiid. And then he gets the hate, and like an hour later, he then kind of tweets out like, hey, it's an all good type of thing, because he tweets out a picture of him shooting a free throw, and it says, made for this. If I can take it, then you can too. Fill a tough in all capital letters, hashtag all love.
Aww.
The focus is on him. The spotlight is on him. We all know that we could take a much, we could all see a better version of Joel Embiid. I believe we will see that after the All-Star break when Al Horford goes to the bench. And this is my prediction. Al Horford goes to the bench. We've talked about this. It's probably the best thing to happen for this team. He goes to the bench. You have Tobias Harris start at the power forward position. Maybe Alec Burks starts it. Excuse me. Then you get Josh Richardson back as well. You have at the one, Ben Simmons. You have Josh Richardson. You have Matisse Thybulle. Maybe you have Glenn Robinson third as your three. And then you have Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid on the floor. I think you feel pretty good about that. And then your second unit is a pretty damn good unit right there. We'll see how it goes after the All-Star break. I'm hoping that's the change Brett Brown is willing to make. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 975, the Fanatic WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 9 o'clock hours brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag at your state, Home Depot, and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. On the line with us right now, our good friend, Mr. Paul Hudrick, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Paulie, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So let me just set the scene. Last night, no Sixers game. Paul Hudrick probably sitting back, relaxing, enjoying his life. You live your best life all the time, my friend. And then all of a sudden, little tweet comes out from Joel Embiid that ignites the fan base in a great conflagration, if you will. What was your reaction? Where were you when you saw all this stuff start to get stirred up?
So you didn't want to talk about the Clippers tonight?
Not yet. We'll get there. Don't you worry.
As you know, I've been doing some serious adulting in my life lately, so I was doing some of that.
Yeah.
And, that comes down, and my reaction is, you know, first of all, he's quoting the wrong DC Comics character, because as you know, I'm a Batman enthusiast.
Yes.
He should probably be quoting the Joker, just because of his propensity to want to troll and want to have fun and want to kind of create chaos. So maybe he's quoting the wrong guy there.
That's a good point.
But then, like, my first reaction, honestly, was about Jimmy's comment, because I see that, and it's like, because this is about the fans, right? We're assuming this is all about the fans, you know, the shushing and you know, the villain stuff. Where on earth does Jimmy Butler get off saying that he was ever a villain to the Philadelphia sports fans? If I recall, this guy had his name chanted by the Wells Fargo Center crowd several times last year during the playoffs, during the regular season. So that part to me is like, all right, man, like, what are you going to do? Villains were welcome here last year when you were doing that. Villains were welcome here when Elton Brand gave up, you know, Robert Covington and Dario Saric to get you. So that was a little odd to me. But my personal thing with Joel is that I think he is just kind of having fun. I don't want to look too far into it, because I think this might just be a case of Joel being Joel and being the troll that he is. Maybe when he told us all that he wasn't going to troll anymore, he was actually trolling us. that's where we're at here. It's some Inception stuff. That was my, I didn't want to overreact to it too much, especially with that follow up tweet of him, you know, basically saying like, hey man, like, let's, you know, I'm having fun with you. Like, let's have fun.
I'm on that same page. And I know that I think it's typical hot take sports radio to go down the outrage lane, but I can't help but look at it as you did. Is it's just a guy trying to troll an entire city. And I got to say, as of right now, before they play the Clippers tonight, this is a wonderful troll job by Joel Embiid. Now, the reason I like this so much is because I think it puts the spotlight on him above all else, where he knows he now has to perform, because it's going to go from ha ha ha, it's going to go from whatever, it's going to go from eye roll to actual venom if this backfires on him.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, tonight he's got to have a big game. That's the thing too, Mark. If he has a big game, he does his little arm wave to the crowd, everyone goes nuts, they win, all of this just goes away. We're into the All-Star break, everyone's happy. But as you correctly pointed out, it could go south. If he has a bad game and they get run by the Clippers, and the crowd turns on them again, that, and then we got the All-Star game to just, you know, the All-Star break to just all stew about it, that's not going to be great. So he really put the spotlight on himself where he really is going to have to come out and play, have a big game tonight. The team is going to have to come out and have a big game tonight because the crowd's going to be ready to pounce one way or the other.
Paul, what's your starting lineup for the 76ers when they return from the All-Star break against Brooklyn on the 20th?
Well, I'm assuming that no one would like Al Horford to be in that starting lineup. And I get it. No, I get it. Listen, when they signed Al, my first thought was, I love the basketball player. Al Horford is a very good player. A lot of things I liked about him was a thorn in the Sixers side for years. But that fit at 33 years old and a four-year contract and the fit next to Joel Embiid, that all worried me very, very much. And you're seeing it come to fruition. And, Mark, I just heard you talk about it right before I got on, is the idea of Tobias Harris playing the four. We're all kind of focused on Joel Embiid and Al and that fit. I'm more worried about that. I think Tobias Harris is better suited with this team to be at a four because then you can play a three that has more of the dribble, like live ball ability to make plays on their own, where Tobias, it's not Tobias' thing. He's either shooting or he's a straight-line slasher. He's not just going to take people off the dribble, so... In that regard, with this team, I don't know that he is a three, or that's his, I shouldn't say that he is in a three, but that's maybe not his best skill set for this basketball team. So I certainly would be, I would be more than open to the idea of having, you know, I guess the guy I would like to see would be Glenn Robinson the third, because you don't lose much defensively, you know, with him at the three, with, you know, Benson and Josh Richardson and Glenn Robinson the third. That's three pretty good wing perimeter defenders that could wreak some havoc. So I like that idea of having those three with Tobias at a four and with Joel at the five. I think he gave it a pretty good go. We're more than 50 games into the season. It doesn't look like it's working. So if Brett Brown decides to take Al Horford out of the starting lineup, I'd be on board with it.
Yeah, and Glenn Robinson III also was a starter for Golden State this year. And I know that's not saying much, but Alec Burks was a guy who came off the bench. Glenn Robinson was the guy that was a starter for the Warriors, so
right.
That would be an easier transition for him. And look, for a guy that hasn't played with this team, he looked like he was able to find his way on the court pretty easy the other night.
Yeah, I think one thing that stood out most, and we were told about this, our guy, Monty Poole, who works for NBC Sports Bay or covers the Warriors and doing it for a long time, he told us about the idea that, you know, Glenn Robinson, his strength offensively is the way he moves without the ball. And you saw that. He made, I think, four or five just, like, excellently timed cuts. And that's something, that's a skill. That's not something it just comes out of nowhere or it's coaching or whatever. You just kind of have that innate ability where you know, okay, I should be spotting up here to 3-point line, or okay, this looks like I have a little crack here to cut, and he's just got a real good innate ability for that. So that's very helpful when you have players like Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons that are going to take up so much attention and take up so much space in the paint. To have a guy like that can cut and do all that, plus 40% for three definitely doesn't hurt. And like you said, Mark, Glenn Robinson III started. Alec Burks, I think, is definitely better suited for the bench. As a guy that can just come in, get you buckets, he's a little bit streaky. So from that standpoint, I think he's a better kind of bench player to just give you some instant offense. So yeah, I mean, both these guys look like they're going to be contributors and they're going to be a big part of this team going forward.
Speaking with Paul Hudrick, NBC Sports Philly, is Shake Milton still in the starting lineup tonight?
I would say yes, only because.
Oh my God!
I think with the All-Star break coming, I think he just gets one more and just. From Josh in and letting that hamstring fully recover. So I would say he gets this will probably be the last one, I would assume. And then by the time they come back from the All-Star break, Josh Richardson retains his role. Shake moves back to he's gonna get pushed probably that is like the 10th guy in the rotation, I would think, if he's still in it. So that would be my guess.
All right, everyone playing for the Clippers tonight, and is this a healthy roster coming into Philly?
As far as I know, I haven't seen anything indicating one way or the other what's going to happen there. But it's a good team that they're playing tonight, and it's not the easiest thing to have to go into the All-Star break to do. It could go either way. If it's a win, it's huge because then you're beating a good team in your building. You're ending going into the All-Star break on a 3-game winning streak. Everyone's happy. If you lose. it's a you know, if you lose and it's a good game, it's not as bad, but it's still not great. Because this is good, a really good basketball team, the second best team in the Western Conference as of right now. For my money, I think it's, when it's all said and done, is going to be the best team in the Western Conference. So this is a big time test for the Sixers.
Embiid have a big game tonight against Zubac, or is he gonna choke? What's your feeling on tonight's game for JoJo?
Well, if they try to go Zubac one on one with him, I think that's going to be a mistake. I would expect to see Doc Rivers send people at him all night. Mm-hmm. So my instinct is he comes out and he plays hard and he plays well. So whether that translates to him scoring a ton of points, I don't know. But I think he'll be active. I think he'll be engaged. I think he'll be come out ready to play. I think from that perspective, he'll make the fans happy. What that leads to, I'm not 100% sure, but he will give them the effort and the engagement that they're looking for.
Paul, last thing for me, for you. And you, this couldn't be more perfect to have you on because you are a Batman aficionado. Who is the best Batman?
Wow, don't
take me here, Paul Hudrick. I know that you know the answer to this.
My first instinct is honestly Christian Bale.
Oh, my God! Come on!
Yeah, you want me to say Michael Keaton, and I get that. That's like 1A. It's 1 and 1A for me.
Yeah, right.
That's a tough call.
If you had to trade one or the other, Christian Bale or Michael Keaton, who would it be?
Depends on the value, Mark.
Depends on the value on the market. You're right. It's always a good point. Paul Hudrick, good luck in the rest of your adulting. Congratulations to you and the lady and the little doggy too, my friend. Congrats on everything, and we'll be talking down the for the rest of the season.
Appreciate it, Mark. Anytime,
Paul. Don't forget, let the boy watch. See you, buddy.
Let the boy watch.
What is his adulting? I missed that.
He just became a homeowner.
Oh, cool.
So he goes to like Home Depot and Bath and Beyond.
And gets stuff for like the bathroom and smell goods, maybe some potpourri.
Maybe some soaps.
Some soaps, you have to get the liner that matches the shower curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Towels, rugs.
That's so important.
Very important.
Trey, maybe if there's enough time.
Yeah, who knows if you have the time.
Oh, they do have a dog.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know why Mark ended it with "Let the dog watch."
Let the boy watch.
I think you know why
he let the boy watch. Yeah. Paul, like us, is a big fan of Will Ferrell gag reels.
Yes, he is.
Let the boy watch. Mark in Tampa, what's up, Mark?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Great. Good morning.
I'm glad the Twitter poll represents the true fan base, but with the guys like Mike calling in wishing Embiid would break his leg.
He recanted that statement. He recanted.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys let that guy call in. I mean, that he makes some outlandish.
We tried to take his phone from him, but we couldn't find him.
honestly, all this Embiid stuff, I love it for pure self-motivation of Joel himself. And the kind of all this attraction and spotlight on Joel kind of takes the pressure off Ben. I mean, for the past couple of weeks, it's been Ben or Joel. Who's going to go? Who do you like? And really, I feel like this just puts all the spotlight on Joel tonight, and he has to perform. And if he doesn't perform well, then we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, somebody asked me this on Twitter the other day about 2 days ago, about Joel taking that spotlight off of Ben Simmons, and would Ben be jealous of that? I honestly don't think Ben Simmons gives a damn. No. I think Ben just wants to play basketball. Like, I know I think he enjoys the stuff that basketball brings him off the court. There's no denying that. But as far as things are concerned with this team, I don't think Ben gives a damn that everyone's talking about Joel Embiid today and not him. I think he loves that.
Yeah, and real quick, Mark, you said it takes the pressure off of Ben. And just devil's advocate here, what pressure does Ben have? Like, yeah, he's been playing really well, and he's probably, like you said, been carrying the team. Okay, that's just playing basketball, and he's the best player on the team at that point. I don't see that there's pressure. I don't know why we got to dive deeper into this. Like, well, now the spotlight's on him. The pressure's off of Ben. Just go out and play.
Yeah, I personally feel like he just has the pressure from us as a fan base. I mean, we've all been asking him to shoot for how long now. He still won't shoot, and we've kind of just accepted that.
That's a good point.
He quietly had a triple-double against the Bulls, as he really should. I mean, they should be crushing the Bulls every time they play a team like that. But I mean, I feel like the pressure is just made by us as a fan base ourselves.
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right, Mark. Thanks for the call. And the other part of this is, real quick, that triple-double by Ben Simmons. Did you see this Sunday night? It was, I think, +350 for Ben to get a triple-double in that game. 5 seconds left, he gets the rebound to give him a triple-double.
Right.
And I think Tobias Harris, there was also a prop bet of minus 250, I think, on his... on him hitting three threes in the game. 2.5 was the line on the prop. And in the final 20 seconds, I think he hit that three. And then Ben, in the final 5 seconds, got that rebound. So he could have cashed out big time regarding
listen
that
to you, with the, you should do a show on that stuff or something, like a betting show.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
That might be a good idea. Expose yourself a little bit more. You know, because we don't see enough or hear enough Mark Farzetta, do we, Trey?
Now you sound like my mother.
So I kind of think it's a Sixers line tonight, but I think you'd also be insane not to take the Clippers.
It's one, right?
Yeah, plus one.
Yeah,
I'm not picking the Sixers.
I don't bet the Sixers because they've shown no consistency to do so.
Oh, no, this is the troll job that's going to get everybody fired up.
I mean, just from strictly an X and O, remove fandom and covering the team.
All right, what's...
How do you not take the Clippers tonight?
You got to 73%. You got to ride with your guy.
I am riding with the guy.
That got everybody all spiced up.
I would take the Embiid over.
Don't be that. You can't be like that now.
What do you mean?
You know, if you're going to be that person that said, oh, no, I think he was just trolling the fan base. That's a rah, 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 rah.
Yes.
Well, ride with him now.
What do you mean ride with them?
Don't say, oh, well, I don't
he
think
he performs his best when the spotlight's
so
on.
So there you go. Ride with the
Here
team.
It is. Go.
All right.
All your money right. on the Sixers.
Put
right.
your money where your mouth is.
Money where your mouth is. Right. And show you. I just think this is what he needs to motivate himself. At least here's what I do know. This is what he thinks he needs to motivate himself. Okay. I will say that much.
All right.
But in all honesty, what will it take for Joel Embiid tonight to not get destroyed by, let's say, late in the third quarter? Like, what type of night does Joel Embiid have to be having to not hear from that? Because if he goes out tonight and he struggles and he has dumb turnovers with that spotlight on, if he cowers to the moment, which we will hold him accountable for tomorrow morning, but if he cowers to the moment, what's the reaction? He gets killed. Like, we destroy him tomorrow morning.
There will be more trade Joel Embiid calls than ever.
Immediately. But what's it going to take by, say, let's just say this, let's make it simple. What type of night is he going to have where people look at him and go, oh, well, I mean, he stepped up. Like, is it going to be a 35-point night? Does he have to have, like, a 35-point, 15-rebound type of night with at most four turnovers?
It depends on how it looks. Because he can score 20-some points. And it look awful.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen him go out there and put up 28, and it just looked like moping around.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to pick your lip up off the ground so he can run up and down the court. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on how it looks for him.
All right, just if you had to ballpark
it,
though.
It would have to be that same type of performance that you saw against the Lakers.
Okay.
High energy, okay. Up and down the court. You know, where he's out there, you can see that energy was he had that fire on.
Well, put it this way, against the Bulls, he had 28 points.
But
it was
just
a quiet 28
that.
Points because he had, what, 11 points at the free throw line that night?
Yeah.
So is it going to have to be more?
Big plays at big times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a key block, a big basket, maybe a big three, something, you know. He did it a big three against Chicago. But, you know, just something that kind of says, like, oh, he helped carry the team to this win or this good performance.
Here's some good news for you guys that are trying to tell me that I'm very wrong here. The poll has dropped.
Oh.
It was at 73%. People are not mad at Joel Embiid. Now it's 72.5% are now not mad at Joel Embiid.
I'm proud of the fan base, though.
Let the anger flow through you.
Dante in North Philly. What's up, Dante?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Dante. What's going on, bud?
What's going on? Good morning, guys.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
I really don't think we should be all, you know, head over heels about this thing.
Wait, what do you mean head over heels?
Why? I don't understand why. Half the people are like trying to flip out and make this something to be something that's really not bigger than what it has to be.
Well, fortunately, it's not half the people. It's about 30%.
Well, that 30% needs to understand that Joel Embiid is a troll. But, if I was given the opportunity to trade him, I would trade him.
Right now, you would trade Joel Embiid?
I would trade Joel Embiid for Kendrick Nunn. Tyler Hero,
you, you're talking crazy, Dante. You don't want to trade him right now.
How?
Why would you want to trade Joel Embiid right now?
Okay, so let me ask you this, right? If you was to trade him
and you build your team around Ben Simmons, are you not going in the right direction to get some shooters?
Why would I give rid of a potential MVP candidate? Well, the guy's an MVP candidate. Why would I get rid of that?
I'm sorry. And you still have Al Horford if you was to play them in the playoffs. Al Horford didn't, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say shut him down, but, you know, made him belittle himself 2 years ago when we played Boston.
I ain't giving up Joel Embiid to give Al Horford more playing time.
Hey, Fars, you got to let him drop, man. You got to let him drop.
Let him drop. Tate, thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975.
None of this is a conversation if Joel Embiid is himself this year.
Yeah, no. Huh.
Because when he's himself, he's a potential top 3-4 player in the league and one of the best two-way players in the entire game. His defense and his offense is unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
If he was just himself, none of this stupidity would exist. So please, for the sake of all of us, just get back to yourself.
And that starts tonight.
Please.
35 points, 15 rebounds.
Please.
Joel Embiid.
Remind people how great you are. Damn it.
Does he know himself? Let's go real deep here.
To thy own self be true.
I mean, this is the only thing that aggravates me about all this is the talk of him being a great player and you know, where he could be, one of the greatest of all times if he reaches his potential and all. I don't see Kawhi Leonard having to self-motivate with, like, crap. Or LeBron James coming out with all this stuff, like, you know, crap. Like, why does he need all this?
Because he's a weirdo.
Okay.
He is a weirdo.
It's okay to be annoyed at the weirdness.
Well, in fairness, those guys have also spent their entire lives playing basketball and honing their competitive spirit, basketball mentality, whatever it is.
Pascal Siakam.
I hear you. That's a great point. They have a 15-game streak. But, I mean, he's pretty much 10 years playing basketball.
He's weird. He's so
always
weird.
Excuses around him. There's always, and it doesn't kill me, and I don't hold him at fault or anything, but isn't it just funny that you do get the one superstar, and I put that in air quotes, get here, and it comes with all of this.
Yeah.
Like, can it just be a guy that puts his head down and plays to his potential?
I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It sounds boring for radio purposes, but is boring. Radio-wise, he's boring.
Yeah,
okay. He's a great player, no doubt. But
he keeps
his head down and plays.
And plays.
Joel Embiid, we said this yesterday before the tweets, he needs the drama. He needs the BS surrounding him. It's annoying, but
I'm exhausted. I know what you're saying, Jay. Yeah, it exhausts me. It has to exhaust him.
But maybe now I think it energizes him. I honestly do. Awesome.
That energy fizzles really quick.
Maybe not for him.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is the way
it
is.
Look at how quick the Kobe mentality, the Mamba mentality died out.
Yeah. That was bad. That was not positive. Warren in Cherry Hill. What's up, Warren? Warren!
I got to be honest with you. I pay no attention. And I was going to ask you what's this all about, because I don't care what he says in the media. I don't care what Ben says in the media. I just want to see when they play how well they do. And it's almost, I got to be honest with you, you guys won't believe it, but it's almost with apathy with me at this point. These guys are not going to change. You had a guest on last week, Avant, the receiver from the Eagles.
Yes.
I don't think you guys have touched on it nearly enough. He said something as damning as I've ever heard about an athlete when he said Ben Simmons is arrogant. It's not that Ben Simmons doesn't want to play, doesn't want to be good. He just does not care what anybody thinks. Do you really think Ben Simmons sweats any of us saying that he's not taking that shot? If he did, he would have done something about it. I can't imagine. It was the greatest word I've ever heard somebody use to describe him. And I'm tired of hearing about potential. I'm tired of saying Brett Brown. I'm watching a team that's basically half the season's over, more than half. You are what your record says. Whether I talk about when they go, people go, I don't understand why their road record's so bad. It's preparation. That's all it is, which is the coach. But you got players that I'm really tired of hearing that Embiid can be a top 3-4 player. I want to really ask you, other than a few games, you don't see that from him. And it's almost like saying Korkmaz could be one of the greatest shooters of all time. These are the best in the world at what they do. And if they don't do it on a nightly basis, they just don't have the capability to do it. It's not a matter of not wanting to.
Okay. That's a great point.
What's a great point?
To become the greatest of all time, you have to have the one of the greatest of all time. You have to perform great every night.
Exactly. But they're not close.
Yeah, who's saying Joel Embiid's one of the greatest of all time?
Well, we've talked about that, he could become.
He could.
Can I tell you, there's at least 10 guys without thinking of Dave that are playing better than him right now. And it's just, you can't keep talking about potential, because whether it was Crocodile Tears or not last year, has anybody seen him do anything to be in better shape? I don't know.
No, this year, it was all the talk in the world, and thanks for the call, Warren. It was all the talk in the world about him coming into the season in shape. There was the postseason, there was the off-season photos of him with the shirt off, what modeling agency should sign me, looking so good. And then he comes out, and within a game or two, he looks sluggish again. That's weird. He comes back from missing a couple of games. He comes back, looks good in the Kobe Bryant game, right? In the Kobe night, wearing number 24. Looks good. And then you see that start to fizzle, especially on the four-game road trip. So, yeah, he lets you throw your hands up in the air. I think we can stop that conversation about, yes, we all know that his talent level, when it's reached, he could be a potential Hall of Fame type of player.
Absolutely.
We know that.
I love his talent.
Yeah.
When his mind is right and when he comes to play, I love his the way he plays again. But then it's those other times where it's just...
Yeah, the motor is what we question the most. And if this is what helps rev that engine, then by all means, you rev it. 610-632-0975, but I'm not putting him in the same conversation like Furkan Korkmaz. I'm not saying it's almost like Furkan Korkmaz was a couple of games. We've seen a little
Warren
bit more.
Warren was on a roll. You had to let him go.
That's where he lost me a little bit. Time of the Fanatic is 9:25.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I took a little bit of heat yesterday. I mentioned video games. If my wife wanted to be out of the house, I'd be like, all right, I'll stay and play video games. Just relax.
So I literally did on Sunday morning.
Did you go a little FIFA?
I did.
I know you.
And I won the Champions League. You guys didn't even congratulate me.
It's so
some
dumb.
Some friends you are.
It's so dumb when you get done playing a video game. You're like, yeah,
Man City took down Real Madrid.
And then you're like, nothing's accomplished in life.
Yes.
It's just you had fun for an hour.
But I zoned out and had a good time.
Exactly. You did nothing.
I shut life off. Yep.
Nothing mattered. Yep. You were in your own little world.
That's why video games are brilliant. You just shut everything out and you become a stupid idiot hitting some joysticks.
I can work a 24-hour shift, and then go home and just be like, I just need 20 minutes to play a video game.
Yeah, let me just zone out.
I just need, nothing matters in life. It's a selfish moment. I know that, but let me just rock out a couple of minutes of this game.
Yeah, I was having a rough night last night, and when Addie got home, the blowouts, unexpected bills coming in and stuff, and I was just like, Addie got home, and I was like, I just need 20-30 minutes alone in silence. The dog's annoying me. And she goes, why don't you just go play a video game? And I was like, I might.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting me.
Those are words my wife has never said. Why don't you just go play a video game? Which means your wife loves you more than mine loves me.
Come on, Celeste. Step it up here.
But people were calling me a gamer. People, I didn't know Mark was a gamer. Let me just say this. I'm not a gamer. I believe to be a gamer, you have had to have at least hooked up your video game system to the internet.
Oh, geez, Mark. You're not even there yet?
It's on the internet. Okay. I can download a game, but I haven't gotten... I haven't played online.
You've never played another a friend? If we both had Xboxes, we could play.
Oh, I do that. But I've never just played strangers.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man.
It's a little weird.
I agree with you.
Talking all greasy to you, man.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you.
What's your address? We can settle this.
Yeah,
meet me in Temecula.
I have something 1,000 messages or something like that, whatever that is.
I've gotten in some conversations with people online where it's like, oh, yeah, bleep you and your family. Yeah, it is weird.
I haven't gotten to that point.
Cool.
But it is cool, Bob.
Sounds fun.
What, are you still playing Atari?
No, I have a real life game. I don't just sit in front of.
Bob, I'm telling you right now, if you're rocking
people I won this soccer FIFA, I'm the champ.
If you hold on, Bob, you look me in the eye right now. Bob, you tell me whether or not you have Pitfall available at your house right now.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Kyle took it with him.
All right. Anyway, I'm bringing this up because we got something great going on here at the radio station. If you want to learn how to be a real player in the esports world, you can come out to Nerd Street this Friday night.
Wait, what street?
Nerd Street. Nerd Street, sorry, Nerd
North
Street Gamers.
3rd Street, and, yeah, and it looks like Nerd.
Yeah. Come out to Nerd Street this Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the Path to the Pro Pep Rally. If you're a fan of Overwatch League, and you think maybe your kids will enjoy this as well, maybe you have what it takes to be a gaming pro, this event is for you. Have a chance to meet some esports executives from Nerd Street Gamers, also World Gaming Network, and even some players from the Houston Outlaws and Philadelphia Fusion. That's the Path to Pro Pep Rally this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nerd Street, 908 North 3rd Street. In Northern Liberties, the event is free, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, I like once thought I was a good enough FIFA player to maybe hold my own versus a pro.
Yeah.
And then the Union had their FIFA tournament for charity a year and a half or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there, and I watched their pro e-gamer. And I went, yeah, those dreams were dumb.
Mm.
Yeah, they're good.
It's like somebody going to the Olympic qualifiers and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm not even going to get in the pool.
Yeah, I'm not even here.
That guy looks like Malcolm Phelps. I'm not going to compete against that. What am I, nuts?
I signed my name right in my registration sheet.
I ate a burrito on the way here. That was dumb.
Elijah in Philly. What's up, Elijah? Yo, Elijah. See ya, Elijah. I wanted to talk some Sixers with him, but I think that tonight's going to be a very interesting, telling night for Sixers fans.
I can't wait. It's going to be, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. It feels like that kind of might. I might actually go down to the game tonight. I know we have
we're going to the auto show.
We have an auto show event. We got to say hello to people. Do I got to wear a tie?
I don't think so.
All right, cool.
I don't think you even have to say hello to people. We were just invited as guests.
Okay.
How do I get my tickets?
That's a great question.
You don't even have to talk to people. Don't even try to be nice.
Hey, if you're at the auto show tonight, come by. We'll ignore you.
I don't think it's one of those. Okay. It's just like we're a guest and we get to go drink and eat and look at some awesome cars.
I show up, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We'll figure out the ticket thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, Corey Clement did a Kobe Bryant tribute car.
Really?
Apparently, it's a Kobe Bryant.
Like purple and gold colored?
I assume, yeah.
Huh.
I would assume with the 8-24 on it.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Carson Wentz has got a car in there as well.
Yeah, what are the chances his wife made him get rid of that?
That's a quick turnaround on a car, though. Just saying.
Well, Spike Lee had a suit made in like no time whatsoever.
I mean, getting a suit made, getting a car made is something totally different.
That's a good point. Well, how long does it take to wrap a car?
Ah, to wrap. Okay, yeah, they changed things. You know, I've been thinking about old school.
I stand corrected.
Yeah,
building it from scratch.
Ordering rims. Yeah. It takes a while. It's a process.
By the way, there's a headline we missed from Ben Simmons yesterday. With all the stuff going on with Joel Embiid, there was a major headline about Ben Simmons.
Uh-oh.
So while all this is going on with Joel Embiid, and this actually happened later in the day, so maybe Ben's headline, and maybe it caused Joel Embiid's headline. Maybe he was a little jealous of Ben getting some spotlight. Apparently, Ben Simmons, when he did this podcast, he revealed that he has a kitchen totally dedicated to candy.
I've seen a picture of it on Instagram.
It's candy kitchen.
Yeah. It's like those really cool storage Tupperware things that are clear with push tops that just cost way too much money for me to outfit my kitchen.
He's got all candy.
Yeah, it's like three shelves of all candy.
What do you mean candy? Just
all different kinds of candy.
Like trick or treat candy.
There's Reese's in one, Snickers in one, sour gummy stuff in another.
Yeah. Depending on what tooth he has in that particular moment.
Yeah, and he's a huge gamer. Is that the podcast he did? I saw him posting some
gamer I think that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
FaZe, gamer guy.
Yeah. Life of young and fast metabolism.
Well, he should learn the lesson of Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose almost got an ulcer because all he ate was Skittles. He had a Skittles machine in his house and apparently ate like 70% of his diet was Skittles.
Mm.
So, you know, just saying, don't go overboard with it. We all love candy.
All right, and then you know what? Ben gets the headline, and then all of a sudden JoJo's tweeting how much he hates the world, and then the headlines, they shift just
does
a little
Joel
bit.
Does Joel Embiid hate candy? 6-1-0.
So he gets the type of, damn your candy.
I think Natalie did solve this problem yesterday. Natalie getting off with Mike Mussinelli. She said, just give Joel Embiid some Shirley Temples, and we're all set.
Yeah. I thought I was your snack pack.
A little extra grenadine. There you go.
Gross.
Put two cherries on it for you. There you go.
All right, coming up, we'll give you an update on our Twitter poll. We'll also we'll give you our fine takeaways of the day coming up in a minute here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So the Flyers get a nice win last night, 69 points on the season in playoff position.
Nice.
Right now. Claude Giroux, another goal, empty netter at the end of the night. That was nice to see. Carter Hart steals the show. Nope. Being a guy, what? Oh, God.
Easy.
Go ahead, Bob.
The show was stolen.
Uh-huh. TK got his ass kicked last night, Bob.
By your lone all-star, leading goal scorer. Last night wasn't the night for him to score goals, to set up other people. Last night was the night for him to be a defensive forward with five block shots. It totally changed the strategy of the game for the Florida Panthers, one which they could not recover from. Travis Konecny, your player of the game.
You saying that with that music in the background and that tone you just had.
Kind of all goes together.
It just seemed like it worked. I don't know.
Sorry, I should have had Bob's TK music.
Was that something?
Do I have TK music?
There it is. You can't deny that Carter Hart just looked sharp as could be last night. One little mishandle, but other than that, everything was great. Yeah. That was it. One. And then he was great. I'm not even talking about the goal. There's a couple mishandles, but... What?
I'm amazed by the hand-eye coordination of hockey players.
It's insane.
It's just ridiculous.
They usually can play other sports pretty well, which surprises people.
I like think most they can hockey. Catch bullets.
With their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Claude Giroux still plays basketball before every game.
Yeah, they all warm up down there. And he can shoot.
Yeah, he can.
It's a little awkward Canadian looking, but he can shoot.
Catch flies with chopsticks.
Yeah. Claude Giroux has the skinniest legs and calves I've ever seen.
Did you see the picture of him with the baby the other day and the 800 points?
Yeah.
No. At his house? Because that's when I know. On Sunday, I think, he was sitting at his house. He had his baby on his lap.
Little Gavin.
Yeah, and it had an 800-point like little thing behind him congratulating him. And I noticed the same thing, Jamie. He had on a pair of shorts. I was like...
He just walks by the calf machine, huh?
Which blew my mind because hockey players are all, I mean, for the most part, lower half, you know... Athletes.
Well, yeah. I remember this is years ago when Forsberg
stick legs.
When Forsberg was here, I remember I was in one of the media scrums with him, and I was looking at him, and I'm just like, man, this guy would dominate the league. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, half the people in Philly would see this guy walking down the street and be like, I'd kick his ass.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that thought went by, like went through my brain. Donald Brashear walked behind him, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's why people don't mess with him. Like, no one's messing with that guy.
Then he takes out his front row of teeth, his top row. And,
try me.
Yeah.
But Sixers will try to follow suit of the Flyers from last night getting the win. Sixers, it would be a huge win against the Clippers. They're only four games over 500 on the road. Sixers, of course, a great home team. The line right now is just at one. Point spread's at one. I think the Clippers are going into this game tonight, I think, minus one.
Yeah, it's the Sixers line.
Sixers line.
I don't have the balls for it.
You don't get the guts.
I don't.
Funny you don't bet Sixers anyway.
I don't really, but only player props.
Okay.
I would take that Joel Embiid over or under tonight, though. He's going to answer.
I certainly hope so.
Smell it in the air.
Bob, what are you feeling tonight for at least JoJo?
Like 23 and a half. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually 22 and a half. He's dropped. In the beginning of the season, he was on average 26 and a half per night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do I feel tonight?
What are you feeling tonight for Joe? Not the team yet, just JoJo.
I think he'll have a decent night. I say he goes for 24-10 in a Sixers lopsided loss.
Joel Embiid tonight. Okay. Joel Embiid tonight, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 5 turnovers. What I think he's going to have tonight.
And win or loss?
Oh, they lose. But JoJo looks good. No, it's going to be a close one. They lose by 5. I'll say they lose by 5.
Tonight.
All right. Trey, you feeling a win tonight?
No.
You betting the game at all?
Yeah, no.
They're getting blown out? You with Bobby?
Yeah, I think they're going to get it handed to them pretty good.
All right, Sam. Are people at least, are they pissed off at JoJo? How are they feeling today overall in our final Twitter poll?
Today we asked, are you mad at Joel Embiid? And it remained the same through every update. We have just under 4,000 votes. 73% said no, they are not.
73%?
Yes.
All right, not too bad. By the way, I want to thank all our guests today who joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Paul Hudrick joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline, as did Colby Cohen as well. Do also want to remind people the Fanatic Deal of the Week. This week, only get $50 worth of gift cards from the Philly Pretzel Factory for just $25. Gift cards are valid at all locations and perfect for satisfying that salty craving or for the next party tray and next party you might be throwing. Hurry, as supplies are limited. Purchase at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Sam Wilson.
I told you real quick. I had a wife hates me moment during the Super Bowl. I was preparing the menu for the day.
Uh-huh.
And I go, we should get a Philly Pretzel Factory tray.
Uh-huh.
Because I could crush one of those.
Definitely.
She goes, there's two of us. And I went, yeah?
Give me a call.
Yeah, and she looked at me with just disgust.
My question was going to be, oh, where'd you go? Whose house did you go over?
Just the two of us.
How many did Skylar have?
We didn't get it because she shamed me out of it. Because I would have eaten the whole tray.
You can't pretzel shame. What are you, nuts? Come on. Can't mention that and say it just goes away. Sam, what is your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is thank you to the always class act, Steven Singer, for our beautiful golden dipped roses.
That's right.
I love them. I always look forward to it.
IHateStevenSinger.com. Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is Joel Embiid, go pack up your trolling of us last night. I encourage it. I accept it. I embrace it. Go show the world what a dominant player you can be tonight on the national shit stage with Charles and Shaq. I don't know what I was about to say. And everybody watching. All the NBA is watching tonight. Go be the dominant player we all know.
All right. National stage is what I heard.
Yeah.
Bob Cooney.
The Flyers need only 14 more points in their remaining 26 games to surpass last season's total of 82 points. You know why, Mark?
Why is that?
Because last night they got their 69th.
That's right. You did the math for us. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. Nice.
Trey Thomas.
Well, big fella, it's what you wanted.
What's that?
Hey.
Yeah.
We need to hit the hornet's nest.
Oh, stir it up.
Oh, yeah, he stirred up the hornet's nest. Good fella, I hope he knows what he's doing.
Trey, I don't think that's your takeaway of the day.
Oh, no?
No, I think you have a different takeaway of the day, but you just don't know it yet.
Oh.
I think you just said that. Here we go. The game, the light of the night of the day.
My eyes become alive and my life. Jamie, turn off my headset, please.
Here we go.
Here comes Bobby.
Baby, I can bear you a kiss from the rose on a grave. Ooh, the more I get to you, the stranger I feel. Yeah,
that's for you, Joel Embiid. Love us. We love you.
Apologies.
Go get those 30 plus tonight against that team that you got to take it to tonight, the LA Clippers, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for the Garrett Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.